Did you know, or do you know, what the gospel really is? Do you know what it is not? Do you know that we have been justified, declared not guilty, by God the Father, for no other reason than that Jesus Christ, His Son, gave His perfect life as a payment for the sins of the entire world? Do you know that no part of salvation is or can be earned by your good works? Do you know that sinful mankind, having sinned even once, has absolutely nothing to offer to a holy God in payment for that sin or any other sin? Do you know that it is both useless and sinful to pray to Mary or any of the other saints? Do you know that the Pope in Rome is not infallible? Do you know that there is no such thing as purgatory, and that prayers and masses for the dead are useless? Yes, you do. You know all of these things, and that makes you a direct beneficiary of the Reformation. You are an heir of the Reformation. Several years ago, I gave a short historical account of the beginning of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, which is your church body. I was not sure then that we would have a CLC today as it was then, and as we knew it at that time. But our triune God has, in His grace, helped us through many human difficulties, and we still exist as a true Bible church body, a true church of the Reformation, of which you are an heir. Now, why is that so important? Well, since the time of the Reformation to this day, the devil, the world, and our flesh has been, in one way or another, been working to send you to the unbelief that God needs help to save you from your sins. I will use Friday as an example. Friday is All Saints Day. This day is usually referred to as a Christian holy day honoring all saints, even those not known by name. A little research tells us that in the first All Saints Day occurred in the year 609 when Pope Boniface IV accepted the Pantheon as a gift from the Roman Emperor. And he dedicated it as the Church of the Santa Maria Rotunda. And that was in honor of the Blessed Virgin and all the martyrs that had come before. Succeeding popes expanded that day until finally Pope Gregory IV designated the day as All Saints Day in the year 837. Now, some Roman Catholic cardinal has recently sent this message to his people concerning All Saints Day. He said this: "These are the days by which the communion of the living and the dead are made manifest. We pray for the dead, and the dead who now dwell in the Lord's peace are also interceding for us who are still journeying here in this world. Also, according to Rome, a Christian becomes a saint by living an exemplary life of holiness, by performing at least one miracle while living, and by having at least one miracle occur in connection with his grave or some artifacts." How very different that is from the New Testament, which teaches that a person becomes a Christian and a saint in exactly the same way. You are washed, you are sanctified, and justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of God, from 1 Corinthians 6. According to Rome, a person's sainthood depends on a personal holiness plus some miraculous happening shown somehow through his own efforts. But according to Scripture, a person's sainthood depends completely on God's grace in Christ Jesus. We base our entire life upon the Bible and its teachings, God's Word. And for the rest of this devotion, then, I would like to just read to you a very few of the passages of Scripture. Passages that have been available for years and years and years and years for everybody to read. In each passage, I want to ask you to simply listen for what God has done and what you need to do. And then without explanation, I think you will see clearly the difference. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Titus 3:4-7. But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Part of Romans 3. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. And from Romans 4. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And from Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, O Lord, for all the gifts, especially the gift of the Reformation and the gift of eternal life. Thank you for teaching us that there is now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Keep us, we pray, faithful to thy word and ever be ready to share it with others. Amen. We'll close with hymn 355, stanzas 1 and 4. 355, stanzas 1 and 4. Thank you.